hamster with a blunt penknife would do it quicker.
What? Welcome back to A Hamster with a Blunt Penknife, the Doctor Who Commentaries podcast, where we are up to episode 5. Is it episode 5 or is it part 5?
It is episode 5.
Episode 5 of Planet of the Spiders, John Pertwee's final story as Doctor Who. Here tonight with me is the Great Sigh. Say hello to the Great Sigh.
All praise to the Great Sigh.
All praise to the Great Sigh. And all praise to the Great Ham himself.
All praise to the Great Ham.
Joe Ford.
That wasn't quite hammy enough.
Oh, sorry. Don't worry, you ain't seen nothing yet.
How are we doing, gentlemen?
Relaxing into a Pertwee six-parter with my two best mates. I'm having a grand time.
So, last time in episode 4, we mentioned that it has been quite a while since we did parts 1 to 3 of this.
Yes.
It was, you know, quite some time. So in the time-honoured Hamster with a Blunt Penknife tradition, it's time to see how well you guys have been paying attention to what's happened so far.
What, to date?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. So, right, we'll do a sentence at a time.
I'm going to test yous. I'm going to test yous on this one.
Okay.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so I've got a few
questions.
Is it
multiple choice?
No.
Can I phone a friend?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
You're on your own on this one.
I'm ready.
If there was an audience, I might let you ask the audience, but, you know, we'll go one at a time. So, Drew, I'm going to start with you.
I might put in that suspense campy Strictly Come Hamster music just for this bit. Go on, go.
So, with this being John Pertwee's last story, the production team, you know, decided to treat them a little bit. You know, they gave him a big car chase, give him lots of action to do, but they also brought back a lot of guest actors.
Oh, great.
Who have appeared in previous stories that he's gotten on with. So how many of the supporting cast has appeared in previous Third Doctor stories?
Why are you asking me that one? That's tailor-made for Si. Okay, all right.
That's why he's not asking me.
Terence Lodge, who played Aurum. The fella who got hit by the wrench in Inferno, Walter Randall, he's in this. Richard Franklin, does that count?
Nope.
Okay.
Regular.
I don't think the fella who plays Tommy is. Is one of the stuntmen in there? No. Oh, no, I don't. Ralph Arliss, definitely not. Jenny Laird, definitely not. Gareth Hunt, definitely not. Kevin Lindsay. Mm-hmm. Who is in episode 6, and that is the Sontaran, isn't it, Lynx? Is that it?
No.
No.
Is there loads more?
Yeah, there's John Durf,
who was the boss. Voice of Boss. Yes.
There is Cyril Shapps.
Oh, of course. Cyril Shapps. I'd love to get Cyril Shapps.
There is Pat Gorman. Because there's always Pat Gorman. There's Max Faulkner, who is the leader of the guards, who's one of the stuntmen. There is George Cormack, who we haven't seen yet, but we are about to see back from the Time Monster.
You are the biggest geek I know. Do you know?
Yes. And Stuart Fell.
Okay.
And
so
Terry
I,
Walsh.
I failed that one.
Right, so Si comes in to steal the bonus point. There. So, Si, your own question is...
Yes.
Where is Lupton?
Ah, now I do know this one. Lupton. Lupton's gone down to the cellar.
That is correct. Lupton has went down to the cellar. Well done. So, Joe, your next question.
Oh, God.
In episode 2, we have the giant car chase, which features comedian Chubby Oates.
Yes.
Now, true or false? Chubby Oates' real name is Royston Vasey.
True.
Oh, it's false.
Fuck a duck. I'm terrible at this.
Royston Vasey is the real name of Chubby Brown.
Oh.
Not Chubby Oates.
Oh, bugger it. Although I will say, you know, I did just visit the locations of the Planet of the Spiders chase this weekend.
You did.
And it'll come as no...
It was a fabulous boomobile.
Thank you. It will come to no surprise to anybody at all that those roads look exactly the same as they did in the 70s.
Right, Si, your next question.
Okay.
Where should we go looking for Lupton?
Why is he getting all these easy ones?
Liver Lupton. He's in the
That's right, Lupton's gone down to the cellar.
cellar. Can I have a question about Lupton, please?
So, your next question, Joe,
Oh, great.
is about the spider. So, we've talked about
Oh.
the spiders and how we haven't really talked about the spider. So, but we talked about Boris the spider and all the other spiders that Matt Irvine and the team made. So, how many spiders does Matt Irvine believe were created for Planet of the Spiders?
Oh, you told me this in the last one. How many were created in total?
Yeah.
Oh, what, including all those ones in the supermarket?
Yep.
Ah, 20.
It's between 40 and 45.
Was it really? I
Yeah.
wonder where
Wow.
they all ended up.
Yep.
In a skip.
Oh, by the way, just to be really contrary, there was a recurring guest actor that Sai forgot about. And that is Jasaan Churchman, the voice
Of
of Alpha
course.
Centauri.
Yep. Right, Simon, are you ready for your next
Okay,
question?
I am.
He's in the
Wait.
fucking cellar. All right.
If we went down to the cellar, who would we expect to find there?
Mr.
Clever Lupton, yes.
Lupton.
Clever Lupton. I used to have when we were on the Planet Skaro forum, if we'd done something particularly clever, there was a guy called Wayne who would come on and he would just post clever Luptons at us for being very clever.
I can imagine you did that quite a bit then.
Yeah. What,
Right.
yeah, that was a bit of a catchphrase.
He's got more, I think.
We'll wrap this up. We've got one question last,
Okay.
please.
Well, both of us.
Yep, one
Oh.
more each. So, Joe, in the episode that we've just watched, John Pertwee as the Third Doctor tucks into a delicious bowl of mutton broth.
Yes, he
How many
does.
spoonfuls does he eat?
Are you kidding me right now? He's in the cellar, all right? No, three?
More than that, a lot more than that.
Six.
Probably more than that. He does sup quite a way.
Did you not count then?
Oh, no, I lost count.
Oh, for God.
So, Simon, your last question
Oh, you bastard.
Ready?
is a true or false one.
Okay.
So, true or false, Lupton has went down to the cellar.
True.
Was the scores on the doors then?
So Simon's got 5 points there because he stole one of yours. And Joe, you've got none. So obviously
No.
one of yous has been paying attention.
This is reminding me of the quiz of fucking Rassilon, I'm telling you. Si's usually got 5 points and I've got none. Hey, could I ask you guys a question?
You
Yes.
can,
Where
yes.
the hell is Lupton?
Well, if we watch part five, we might be able to find out.
He's on the shelf in the supermarket. That's where he is.
Should we watch
Oh.
part five then and find, see if we
Okay.
can piece together the clues and maybe establish where Lupton went?
I'm gonna count down in size points. Five, four, three, two, one. Off we go. Oh, wasn't that fun?
Was
I
we
like a quiz.
haven't done quizzes very often. This is.
I can't believe he didn't even count how many sips he had. And that was one of my questions. Honestly. Oh, look at Pertwee flying down the vortex
I
like
know.
that.
It's just a joy every time, isn't it?
Majestic, isn't he?
He just flies backwards with his arms folded, going, "See, he's a little bitch."
His bouffant is so big, it plugs up the vortex.
I
Part
did have to change
five.
some of my questions there because I was going to ask you who won the Jenny Laird Prize, rather, who appears in this story.
Is it, oh,
Oh,
is there somebody?
It
oh, there
is.
is, yes.
Is it Jenny
Richard
Laird?
Franklin.
It's Dia DePorter, Richard Franklin, yes.
Oh, he mentions that in the commentary. Yeah. He does mention that in the commentary. Do you know, we didn't mention Elizabeth Sladen once in the last episode, did we?
No.
And she was doing her fabulous sort of teary, oh my God, the Doctor's Dead acting, which I
Oh, we've
love.
got more of that to come.
Oh, yeah.
And better.
Oh, no, it's so moving at the end, though.
Yeah.
Please don't
Don't
die.
die.
She has her
Be
best moments.
silent. You are in no position to protest.
Oh, that one behind him there. Do you see the way it's twitching?
Yeah,
It looks
it's
like it will
brilliant.
leap on him at any minute.
Well, as Mary Whitehouse said, there was a whole spate of arachnophobia because of this story in the
I can
UK.
see why. I can see why. I'll tell you what, though, if I came into my supermarket and it was covered in those spiders,
You'd
shit
go
me
out.
knickers. Can I ask you a question then, gentlemen? Do you prefer the physical props of Planet of the Spiders, or the sophisticated CGI of arachnids in the UK spiders? Oh, yes. I haven't asked you questions for a while, so I'm doing some goodies, you know?
It's a tricky one because obviously the CGI of arachnids is far superior to anything we're going to get from the 70s. And usually I always say physical effects because, you know, physical effects are just the more tangible, aren't they? The more, you know, you could touch those spiders, can't you? Whereas cartoon ones, you cannot. So you usually get like better performances from the actors around them. But it would be interesting to see what they could do with, you know, puppets or physical spiders now, you know.
Probably something pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, it's interesting that this story doesn't actually require the spiders to do that much.
No, it's quite cleverly scripted in that. They just have to be big and menacing.
Yeah.
And it's the sitting on the back that's the
what?
Thing, isn't it?
It's the jumping on the backs. That's what's horrible. It's really
that
sort
is
of
done really well.
Yeah.
I mean, the only time they need to do something is run across the floor, and that's where Boris comes in.
Yeah.
Boris the blood-sucking experiments. No, spider. So whereas, you know, arachnids in the UK, they have to jump out of baths and toilets and scuttle and around. So would that be possible to do with a physical effect? I don't think it would, to be honest.
You know,
to...
the sp that when they come along the ceiling in the hotel when Graham's running away from them, and there's like hundreds of them, that's really, really scary. But I don't think there's as good a scare as that spider that jumps on Sarah's back. That's just horrific. That's horrible. What do you think, Si?
Yeah, I think they're both trying to do different things, and that's why both work okay. So, I mean, I think for 1974, the puppetry here is pretty good and pretty solid, to be honest. The only time it's a bit of a problem is again when they're CSO'd in, when they're moving from Metabenus 3 to the cellar, and you've got them, and you've got the transition with the fringing. But otherwise, I think they look pretty good in this.
There's nothing as fabulously camp as that queen spider being carried around on that cushion.
No, and you know, and I think.
Oh no! Hang on, Si.
Yeah,
here she
is.
Is.
Oh,
my husband has been taken
must
from
I
me.
I lose my sons as well.
Please do a proper impression.
Go on, you do it.
I've carried you to the fields. I've laughed with you through the short years of your boyhood.
Now
there
you're a
man.
Must you leave me alone to mourn?
You're doing it. He's putting too much into it.
Oh yeah, sorry. Oh, that's
must I leave you now to mourn?
Fraser, you were asking me about dialogue. That was pretty ripe.
Would it be if it was delivered by someone like, I don't know, Louise Jameson, who could inject a lot more into it?
Louise Jameson could take hold of any dialogue and make it sound great,
yes.
If I'm honest.
Is it a case of the dialogue or is it the performance?
I don't know, because that's how you don't say it. It's a good cast, and they do good work elsewhere. So what's the difference here? Are they not trying, or is the script not great?
Is it the director not giving them proper direction? Because
maybe it's the producer. Not the director or the writer, it's the producer.
I feel like maybe the writer and the director should talk to the producer.
Yeah, and do something about this.
They should probably all three of them sit down and have some sort of tour
and have a
together.
Conference. Yeah, have a tour meeting.
How many of the Doctor's incarnations meet Harry Houdini? Because they've all had a lovely weekend with him, because Shooty's just had that.
Well, no, Shooty had a hot weekend with him.
Yes.
And Jodie says that she has a wet weekend with him.
Yes. And Pertwee's just had a weekend with him.
He's got a taste for doctors, Houdini.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did you see that bit a minute ago where the guard came up to her with that bloody great knife and she genuinely does that, oh, he's going to stab me to death bit of
Yes.
acting? Oh, fuck me. Look at that one behind there.
Yeah, that's good, isn't
It's
it?
going crazy. So someone literally there with a wire doing this.
But I think the underneath the shelves is mirrors. So they're kind of underneath with a pool,
So they can see what they're doing.
giving it that. Whereas there's the mirror in front, so it looks like it's empty underneath, but it's not. It's just
But look how
tied
much
in.
better lit this is. Look,
Yeah.
that spider is in silhouette now for the most part. And it's got that sort of vivid
Yeah.
purple underneath it. And you've got that weird sort of web design on the wall behind. So it's a lot more visually interesting than the supermarket.
Yeah, it feels suddenly better directed, doesn't it?
Oh, I
I
love the
think when
lines
a
here. Can I just do the
stop
line?
fighting me,
Oh, you
child.
did it. Well done.
Sorry. And
Stop fighting me, child.
I think one of the keys to these spiders working so well is the female voices are so brilliant, and they've all got great characters, and they're all slightly different, and they're not all one size fits all. And there is a bit of argument between the different spiders and their factions and things like that really make it.
I really think that spider
Definitely.
looks amazing there. That looks really convincing, I think.
Yes.
It's the movement in the legs.
Yeah.
And
I don't know, those big eyes, because I know
yeah.
spiders do have big eyes, don't they? Lots of poor Pertwee's just walking around these mat corridors, isn't he?
They're pretty drab corridors as well.
Yeah. I know. And he keeps going past the same table, which is sort of showing you it's the same corridor. Poor Mike Yates, he's been tied up for an episode and a half. Oh no.
It's
Here we
everyone
go.
gets their go at the padding.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Back to these poor. Mind you, Mike Yates just disappears, doesn't he? He doesn't actually get an ending.
No, he doesn't get a leaving scene, does he? He just sort of fades, his storyline is done, and that's it.
You can't really get a coda with anybody because it's the
Because it's
doctor's
Pertwee's
ending, isn't it?
coda.
Yeah. What's
Imagine
interesting.
trying to write out a companion in the last episode of a Doctor's Advent, a Doctor's Era as well, or all the companions.
Yeah.
You know?
Crazy. What's interesting about the behind the scenes is Elizabeth Sladen talking about John Pertwee distancing himself from all the other actors,
Yes.
because you can't see that on the screen. Like he's playing it as charismatic as he ever was.
Yep, but behind the scenes, he's kind of divorcing himself from the show. Whereas you can imagine that any other time in a story directed by Barry Letts, because you've got and written by this team, he's right on it and he's right in there. And this one, that's what he's got to do to get on. Tom Baker does it by getting really furious with everyone.
Yeah.
I don't like a beckon. But you can't imagine, and I imagine Pertwee had moments like that as well.
But he's surrounded by people he really loves.
Exactly.
So
Whereas Tom Baker isn't surrounded by anybody he likes.
also, I think Pertwee was always aware that he needed work after this. He weren't going to make too
Yes.
many enemies, whereas Tom
No.
Baker don't give a shit, does he? I do
It's
find it. Oh, sorry, go on,
set
Chris.
up for Yates to leave. You know, there's the moment where you get zapped in episode six. You know, that would have been a, perfect, self-sacrifice, heroic end.
Well, you think he
You,
should have been killed?
well, I don't think he should have been, but if you wanted to, if you wanted to say, well, okay, we'll write Yates out as well as the third Doctor, then the mechanism's there in front of you.
Don't mean to speak ill of the dead, but there is a moment in the Claws of Axos commentary where Richard Franklin says that had the writers of Doctor Who killed off Captain Yates, that there would have been a national outcry. Those are his exact words.
He says that in the making of this as well. How
Well,
much he's actually meaning it and how much he's got his tongue in
I
his
think there's a
cheek.
bit of tongue in the cheek there, isn't there?
Yeah.
So,
Do you know
but you
what,
know,
fellas?
I've
Should the habit of a blunt pen I've come to an end, there would be a national outcry, I'm telling you.
Oh, it'll never end, Joe. They keep
No.
making Doctor Who. There's always more.
Yep.
Oh, here we go. Tommy's going to have a bit of a moment here, I think.
Yeah, he acts this brilliantly, doesn't he?
He does. And I think actually this is the flashback scene here is done brilliantly. Barry Letts is not doing it like the screen blurring and harps going and things like that. This is really modern and it's sort of chopping the bits, Lupton, Lupton, Lupton,
Oh, if
Lupton, Lupton.
only we'd watched this episode, we would have known the answer to all those quiz questions.
Yes.
Lupton's went down to the
Lupton.
cellar.
Well, that's
Huh?
answered that mystery, isn't it?
I think it's really nicely done. And again, John Kane is knocking it out of the park here.
Look at that filthy ironing board.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Well, it's under the stairs. It's probably been forgotten about.
Yeah, it looks like it has.
That's a pretty empty first aid kit, I'm not going to lie.
Do you think that Tommy's? Oh, actually, hang on. No, wait.
Oh,
I'll
no.
park that. Oh.
This is Pertwee's best scene because he. This is, what I love about this is his doctor is so resolute, and we've seen him bat off mental possession and things like that. But here, he is fighting
Well,
it.
he's embarrassed, isn't
Absolutely.
he?
Yeah. And we don't see him embarrassed, and we don't see him on the back foot like this. And he looks terrified. He never looks like this.
Liz Sladen says in the commentary, "I can't believe you got me to sing Pot Goes the Weasel." She goes, "I wouldn't sing for anyone else, Barry."
But the bit where he is made to march round and he's just shouting, "Oh, no!" And
Yeah.
he's that for the third doctor. That's proper humiliation.
I think that's
And it must have
where.
been, I think it must have been so disorientating for the audience who are so used to the doctor being able to fight these things off.
Well, that's where Gatiss's recollections are so vital because he was a child at the time. So we're getting the memories of a child watching this, and he said he like you said there, it was so disturbing to see the normally resolute John Pertwee, humiliated.
Yes. And he's just, everyone says, oh, this season he's given lots of can't be arsed performances. But he is brilliant here. And he's fighting this. And you can see it feels like he is really battling against this and not having it.
And I'm convinced that the voice of the Great One, that's one of the great vocal performances in
Yes.
Doctor Who. Like, talk about mania. I
Yeah.
can't think of another actor that's done it as well.
You are not accustomed to feeling frightened, are you,
Ah,
Doctor?
you
That's
doctor.
brilliant. You are very wise to be afraid of me.
See? So I can't do it as
Go
good.
now, go, go.
I must have it. I must.
I must, I must.
I
Go
must. Go now.
now, go,
Go.
go now. It's superb.
Honestly, it's like I'm there. Oh, here we go. Hum, hum, hum.
Oh, pardon me. Oh.
Do you know, it's very funny, isn't it, when all the spiders go,
When they start vibrating, it's
Oh, dear. I feel like I'm enjoying this episode a lot more than the last
yeah.
one.
Well, I think a lot more is actually happening.
Yeah, it is racing along now.
So, do you think we should have had the Great One before now?
No, I think you need to save it. I think you need to build it up.
Well, and they do it in exactly the same way they do it in the War Games, don't they? Remember that? You started with Smythe, and then you had James Bree, and then you had,
Edward
thank
Brayshaw,
you, and then you had
and
Philip
then
Maddock,
Philip
and then you had the
Maddock.
Time Lords. Here you have, oh, it's Lupton, isn't it, first of all? Then the spider that's dealing with him, then the
Then
Queen
the Queen.
Spider, and then the Great One. Oh, and when you see the Great One in that big crystal
Yeah.
cave, oh, it's fabulous. Fringe City, I believe they call it. Why is Richard Franklin chanting now? Oh, is he trying to get him
Because he.
back?
Yeah.
So, yes, as obviously Lupton went down to the cellar, as we've found out, and then went off to Metebalis. So they're trying to get them back, and Sarah Jane back, and the doctor back.
Poor old Boris, he does look like he's on wheels, doesn't he?
He
Is
does, poor old thing.
that because he is?
It
I
is because
think
he is,
so,
yes.
yeah.
Do you think that Barry Letts was wise to use CSO quite as extreme as he did?
I don't
Yes.
think he'd have got it made as if he didn't.
Yeah, exactly. It was a new technology and he was a pioneer of it, wasn't he? He pushed it and, used it as much as he could. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, no.
Oh, I
Do
think
you think it's a success?
It's a success as any other CSO. I mean, if you look at, what's come before it, like that
oh,
kitchen
it's
and
dreadful in the Green Death.
yeah, the Green Death.
I think occasionally, though, it's spot on. You remember when
Yeah.
Sarah first discovers the Exelon City in Death to the Daleks?
Yeah,
That
that's
looks
brilliantly
terrific.
done. So, yeah, there are moments where it works, but it's moments where they've got time and it's an easy, simple shot where it tends to work. And it's like you and David were saying on the commentary for Underworld that you've got to go through all of this to get to where you are now. You've got to experiment and try all these things. And thank God for Barry Letts trying all this stuff and giving it a go and seeing and pushing the technology to see what they could do. Not everyone could
I
be
do
brave enough to
admire
do
it.
that.
I do admire it. Do you remember that fabulous video he did where he's standing in the mock town and he's
Yes.
explaining how CSO works? I love him so much. Oh, this is evil Sarah, isn't it?
Yeah, or not quite evil Sarah, but not quite right Sarah.
Yeah. Did you say that bit a second ago? The spider came down from the ceiling, was attacking
Yeah.
him with lightning bolts. There was two scuttling about the floor. It feels like it's getting a bit of pace now.
Yes.
All these fights are a bit lame, though.
Yes.
They haven't really got the room. It's a tussle. Oh. But when she does the voice of the spider in the
It
next,
is
is it the
brilliant,
next
isn't it?
episode or is it this
That's
episode?
next episode, isn't it?
Ah, oh, she mimes that brilliantly.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is how we know. Look at her. Oh,
Yeah,
thanks.
because
Thank you, everybody.
oh, come on, doctor. I haven't got the key. Oh, I have.
I mean, so Sarah grabs hold of the doctor and teleports from City of the Spiders to right outside the TARDIS and goes, oh, it's dead easy. The Queen showed us how to do it. And Doctor Who just goes, sounds legit.
Yeah, but he's a
And
bit.
gets in the TARDIS.
But he's a bit discombobulated after seeing the Great One and
I
that.
mean,
And it's the start of the radiation hitting him. You know, you can explain all of this.
there's been discombobulated and then it's having plot for
It's
brains.
willfully stupid.
Yeah. Did
I've
you
replaced my
guys?
brains with plot. I must go now.
Well, I mean, that does happen frequently in classic Doctor Who. Did you see Nesca then when the TARDIS dematerialized and she came out and went, oh, is that the last we see of Jenny Laird?
Yeah, we're done with
Sad
her.
times. Oh, so sad. I think now I have got a right hard on for terrible female performances in Doctor Who. When I watched Orphan 55 recently and Vilma, I just loved her so much.
I love that line where Sarah
Yeah,
says, "Tommy, you're normal." And he
I
says,
hope not.
"No, I'm not. I don't want to be like everybody else." It's perfect.
Well, don't worry, guys. There's not anything I'd ever say to the pair of you.
Oh,
I know you'd never throw it at me. Oh, I love these scenes with
it.
is it Choji? No, not Choji.
No, it's Campo. Campo
Kanempo.
Brupoche. This is
Yeah.
the abbot of. No, it's Joji. No, it's really Campo Brupoche,
Oh,
I think.
Pertwee walks in and just bows, doesn't he, straight away, you know. He can be very gracious.
The recognition of old friends is not always an easy one.
You guys have never apologized for not bringing me a cotton scarf.
You never brought us one.
A great
Well,
what?
exactly.
A great wise man like me.
Sorry, that's a great ham, I think, says on
Oh,
your
thank you. Yes,
screen.
thank you very much. It's a great performance though by Kevin Lindsay, isn't it?
Yes, and George Cormack here as well.
Oh, I meant George Cormack. I'm so sorry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kevin Lindsay, we get in a bit.
Yeah.
Again.
It's not just Sarah Jane that can't tell her trilogies and a can put
Oh, hang on. Wasn't he from the Time Monster?
Yes.
Oh, he was fabulous in that as well, wasn't he? Yeah. He's got sort of like a twinkle in the eye, doesn't he?
Yes.
That was your first question.
Oh, yeah, sorry. That was right at the start of the episode. Jesus, we've gone round the hours since then. Oh, and so he talks about his mentor, doesn't he? And he talks about his time up the mountain. It really does feel like all the threads of the era are sort of...
are coming together.
Drawing in.
In a way that Doctor Who has not really ever done before.
I don't even think... And I know Legopolis does pull together some threads from season 18, but it certainly don't pull together different parts of Tom Baker's era in the same way.
You wouldn't look at Legopolis and think we're getting everything from the Fourth Doctor's era.
No,
he weren't that grumpy ever.
No, but you do get something new out of Tom that you've not seen him do before, which
That's
is
true.
that melancholy and that weight of whatever it is.
And that is very of that era, of him constantly being given new things to do. Oh, this lame-ass cliffhanger.
Don't worry, we'll be seeing this halfway through part six.
Oh, why doesn't the electric bolts kill him?
Because of the crystal, because he's magic.
Don't they say because he's good of heart or something like that? That they're like the evil vibes don't kill him.
It's his innocence that protects him.
Oh.
Just like Mike Yates' compassion stops him being killed, Tommy's innocence protects him.
Then I feel as if we were in the same situation. Me and Si probably wouldn't have a hope. But Fraser, you might do all right.
I'm going to start.
I'm not so sure about that.
Watching paying attention points off Simon. Yeah, comes to summit when I'm on.
Sorry, sorry. He went down to the cellar.
You can have him back.
Oh, these dreadful names for the Metabeliusons or whatever they're called. Tuar.
He was in Terror of the Autons.
Oh, who did he play in that?
It's Professor Phillips.
Ah. Oh, okay. Before we out five then, can I ask you to do something that I know we haven't done so far, and that is rank the Barry Letts and Robert Sloman stories. And we'll start with Fraser.
Oh, right. What have we got? We've got... Because there's four, is it? There's...
Yep, we've got the demons.
Yes.
The Time Monster, the Green Death, and Planet of the Spiders.
Which order did I put them in when I did me top 60?
That's right. Oh. That's been now. This is now. Obviously, you're allowed to change your mind between now and then.
Obviously, the Time Monster comes last.
Oh, sand.
Because...
Come, Kronos, come.
It has. It's just strange. It's just weird. It's just like, it's as if they're making Doctor Who for ITV.
That's brilliant. That's so good.
Don't you appreciate Ingrid Pitt's fabulous jugs?
Yeah.
Yes, is the answer. Yeah, but even me and Si do with that.
It's just it's so obviously Doctor Who, but so different from everything else that it's just really discombobulating.
I always think the cast are having a brilliant time making it, but they just forgot to bring the audience into it with them.
Oh, I find that fun, but it's sort of that sort of camp Doctor Who that I like.
I think some of the cast are having fun. I think obviously John Levine's having fun and Roger Delgado thinks he's having a panto. But Pertwee just seems a little bit bored by everything.
He seems a bit grumpy in that one.
Yeah, Katie Manning's.
Do keep making Tom Tit do new things just to keep the plot going for another bit. Oh, so it's now slowing down time. And fine.
John, he has a bottle of wine. Go do something with it for an episode, please.
How they thought they'd get away with the design of that time detector as well. I mean,
Skipper
Seriously.
outer.
They really were having an off day, weren't they? All right, so Time Monsters at the bottom. Is that the same for you as well, Si?
Oh, definitely. I can't stand
Okay,
time
so
to
we're in agreement so far.
Then it would be Planet of the Spiders.
Oh, Si.
No, it would be the demons. I don't like the
Oh,
demons.
that's
And I'll be
fair.
quite honest, it doesn't do very much for me. I think Pertwee is horrible. The Doctor's written badly. The setting's iconic, but it's one of those stories that I spent my childhood being told it was the best story ever, and it's far from the best story ever. It's not a favourite.
The spiders are there for all to see, Sire.
Yes, I know. I would put Planet of the Spiders in second place.
Oh, Fraser.
I mean, I'll agree with Simon that, The Demons isn't the best Doctor Who story ever. I mean, it's the eighth best, according to my list.
Is that where it came on your list?
It came at number eight, yes, and the Green Death came at number 10.
Oh,
Well,
okay.
see,
So.
I put the Green Death as probably, for a long time, it was my favourite Pertwee story of all, and it's only just recently been toppled by the joy that is Carnival of Monsters. So I think the Green Death is absolutely superb. I think it's an era topping joy.
I mean, it would be
It's great.
if it wasn't for the demons, which just has that little bit extra sparkle about it. I think the Green Death is magnificent because of, how well it deals with Joe Grant leaving. That is, it's up there with sort of Victoria's departure as one of the best plotted and laid out and developed departures. There's nothing sudden about it. It's not just a sudden like, oh yeah, I've had a fax from Gallifrey. I've got to drop you off home or anything like that. It's seeded and built on and worked in, and the rest of the story's very set, solid, and it's got good monsters and everything. But the demons has got those that little bit extra sparkle. It's got Miss Hawthorne in it, and
Yes.
it's got the chap with the wings getting the five rounds rapid and.
Where did they come, Fraser, those two stories in your rankings?
So Green Death was 10 and the Demons was 8.
So I'm going to
Okay.
suggest that you're rather impressed with their writing, given that that's two places apart in your top 10.
Yeah, ordinarily I would be. If it wasn't for Time Monster. I just wonder how much Terence laid off the Time Monster.
I think Terence was having a week off and
Yeah.
just said, well, Barry's going to give me something that's decent. I don't need
Yeah.
to do it. And it's that problem of when your boss does something, and
Yep.
are you going to tell him it's shit,
And
or are you
what's
just going to
very
let it
telling
go?
is in the commentary for the Time Monster, Barry Letts is the most critical of all about the
Yes.
writing, about the direction, and about some of the performances. So, like, he knows that one,
Yeah,
it didn't
and
come off.
Terence knows because you can sense it all. I've just read the book, and you can sense it all the way through the book that he's thinking, no, this is shit.
You've read
And
which
there's
book?
it the Time Monster book,
There
sorry.
he is. There he is.
What, The Target?
Yeah.
Well, you read that one. Oh,
Yeah, I
that's
did
new.
read that one. Yes.
Just to throw mine in, I'd go somewhat controversially, given we're doing it now, bottom Planet of the Spiders, then the Time Monster, then the Demons, then the Green Death. There's just
Well,
that last episode of the
none of
Green
us ever
Death.
agree on anything.
I know. That last episode of Green Death just kills me. Joe's departure just kills me every time. It's the one time I think the classic series does an effective sort of new series ending.
And then the end of the Demons, though, the Doctor and Joe go dancing.
Oh, that's lovely. No, it's lovely. Don't get me wrong. It's
The Brigand
gorgeous.
Yates go for a pint. It's, Benton goes as
The Mayday
Daisy Joe.
miracle has
I've
happened
been a
again.
shit all week, but let's go for a dance. Yeah.
And get out of those ridiculous clothes, would you?
A
Do you know
wing?
what? I'll cut it there.